We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobud 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobud 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
We have three new cable channels in Colombia. In Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo. Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. Also, we have a new cable channel in the Dominican Republic, in San Cristobal Province. Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Villamayor and Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, European nations will form 6 marine protected zones in the Northeast Atlantic region. In sustainable energy news, an eco program in Ipswich, Australia helps residents reduce expenses. In animal welfare news, Taichung City, Formosa, Taiwan makes it easier to adopt feline and canine companions. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 9th, is Cambodia's Independence Day, commemorating its autonomy gained in 1953. Angkor in Siem Reap province in northwestern Cambodia is among the significant archaeological locales in Southeast Asia. A United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, it is home to one of the most famous ancient temples in the world, the magnificent Angkor Wat. Famous Cambodian-born individuals include prominent poet Mr. U Sam Ur, award-winning traditional dancer and choreographer Ms. Sofaline Chem Sapiro, and esteemed musician Mr. Chum Ge. We wish the kind Cambodian people a splendid Independence Day.
Flying news. Cyclonic storm bears down on southern Indian coast. At least one person perished as cyclonic storm Jal uprooted numerous trees and downed power lines along the coasts of northern Tamil Nadu and southern Andhra Pradesh states, with heavy rains and winds that reached 70 kilometers per hour in some areas. Some vehicles sustained damage while road, train and air travel were affected. Over 15 international and domestic flights were delayed and others were diverted at the Chennai airport. Ahead of the storm, officials had evacuated at least 70,000 people to safer areas, with alerts declared as a precaution in the affected states. Our appreciation, Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu officials, for your thoughtful measures to ensure residents' safety. We are saddened to know of the life lost, and pray that our world may soon be freed of such weather intensities as humanity strives for gentler regard of all life on Earth.
Earthquake shake New Zealand, Philippines, China, and Russia. Beginning Friday night, November 5th, and into Saturday, the city of Canterbury, New Zealand was rattled by 11 aftershocks measuring up to 4.3 on the Richter scale. 2 months after the initial magnitude 7.1 quake caused widespread damage to the region, just after midnight on Saturday in the Philippines, a strong 6.0 magnitude tremor hit the Bicol region, followed by aftershocks of magnitude 4.1 and 3.6.
Also during these early hours, a 5.2 magnitude tremor was recorded off Batanes province in northern Luzon province, 310 kilometers southeast of Basco. Meanwhile in China, a tremor measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale jolted the northwestern Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. Also, on Saturday morning, in the Chechen Republic of Russia, a 4.5 magnitude quake occurred at the Chechen-Ingush border, 40 kilometers east of Grozny. There were fortunately no injuries or damage reported for any of the events.
While we are grateful for everyone's safety through the quakes, we pray that the world may soon be freed of such potential disasters as humanity strives to restore harmony with nature through our greater consideration for the environment.
Aid efforts increased in flood-stricken Benin. International organizations have responded to the nation's worst flooding in 50 years, which has affected two-thirds of the country and around 680,000 residents this rainy season, including almost 200,000 who lost their homes. Rainfall that began in September initiated the floods, with the northern region's Niger River overflowing and conditions that worsened when an upstream dam gave way in Ghana. The situation still remains perilous as the seasonal rains have been unusually heavy and prolonged, with approximately half of the nation's staple crops now ruined. Several United Nations aid agencies, such as the World Food Programme or WFP, the United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF, and the World Health Organization have been working to bring food, tents, water purification tablets, and medical kits to treat cases of cholera.
His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI has also called for further international aid to support the afflicted Beninese. Meanwhile, UK-based charity Shelterbox has pledged aid and dispatched teams to assess needs. Children Charity Plan International has also appealed for donations to enable them to send medical supplies and other necessities. Despite these laudable efforts, the United Nations Office of Humanitarian Affairs reports that more help is needed and has launched an emergency humanitarian action plan, along with Benin's government, to raise more funds to help the hundreds of thousands of people who are still affected.
We earnestly appreciate Benin's government, the United Nations, Shelterbox, Plan International, and all other organizations and individuals for your dedicated efforts to improve the situation of the Beninese people. Our prayers for their soon resuming of regular lives and that such calamities are averted as humanity's more caring stewardship for the ecosphere helps restore planetary balance.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Pope Benedict XVI visits Spain. Traveling for the first time to the country, His Holiness was greeted by His Royal Highness Crown Prince Felipe, along with church officials and thousands of well-wishing faithful, as he arrived at Santiago de Compostela, a renowned city of pilgrimage. There, the Pope held an open-air mass and delivered a speech in Spanish, where he called for a Spain and Europe concerned not only with people's material needs, but also with their moral and social, spiritual and religious needs, since all these are genuine requirements of our common humanity. On Sunday, November 7th in Barcelona, in the presence of members of the Spanish royal family, the Pope consecrated the Sagrada Familia Basilica, an elaborate work still in progress that was originally designed more than 100 years ago by architect Antoni Gaudí to tell of the divine history of humanity's salvation through the story of Christ. He also went to a Catholic center for seriously disabled children called Nen Deu, where several youths gave emotional speeches of thanks for his visit. Your Holiness, we respectfully laud your caring visit to Spain, wishing you a safe journey home as the spiritual values you share through your messages and presence uplift the spirits of many.
Serbian leader makes historic visit to Croatia. In an effort to enhance their country's relations, Serbian President Boris Tadic and Croatian President Ivo Josipovic laid wreaths at the site where 200 Croatians lost their lives in Ovčara in 1991. President Tadic stated, "I am here today to once again apologize, show my respect, and create the possibility that Serbs and Croats, Serbia and Croatia, can open a new page in history." Media from both countries herald the visit as a unique diplomatic opportunity, and Croatian Prime Minister Jadranka Kosor affirmed her country's welcome as she said, "Today we are turning a new page and opening a new book in Croatia-Serbia's relations. We applaud your efforts, Your Excellencies, to make amends for the past in the interest of forging a new future together. May the people of both your countries flourish in peace, stability, and friendship."
Poland's first science center opens with Big Bang.
Friday, November 5th, saw the launch of the Copernicus Science Center, named in honor of the great Polish astronomer whose heliocentric theory of the sun as the center of the solar system changed the course of science forever.
The opening featured exhibits such as a spectacular multimedia display by British film director Peter Greenaway showing the beginning of the universe as depicted by the Big Bang Theory, with more than 400 state-of-the-art interactive chemistry, physics, biology, and even robotics laboratories now available. The Copernicus Dedicated Planetarium is scheduled to be open to stargazers in 2011. Speaking at the inauguration, Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk stated, "I'm moved because like all big kids, we've all dreamt about a place like this, where science becomes fun and dreams turn into science." Your Excellency in Poland, we join in applauding the grand inauguration of the Copernicus Science Center. May its many visitors be inspired toward ever greater appreciation of the myriad wonders of our natural world, from Earth to the farthest reaches of space.
New procedure brings light to the non-sighted. An innovative eye surgery developed by a team of researchers at the University of Tübingen in Germany has given some blind people the ability to discern light and distinguish objects. Over the last 15 years, Professor Eberhard Zrenner has been working to refine a procedure which involves implanting a chip beneath the retina, which then transforms images into electrical impulses that the brain can read. Clinical trials involving 11 individuals who suffered from a hereditary conditions that left them blind for at least 2 years showed that 5 were able to regain some of their vision. One man, Mr. Mika Terho from Finland, had the best results and was able to recognize certain objects as well as to move around a room independently and approach people with confidence about their location. Surgeons are currently being trained to perform the procedure, and up to 50 patients will participate in the second phase of trials using an updated version of the implant. Our sincere appreciation, Professor Zrenner and University Tübingen colleagues. May your diligent work continue to assist in restoring the gift of sight to many.
Save our planet. Mars exploration rover finds evidence of life-supporting water. Soil samples analyzed from the area where the Mars rover Spirit came to a halt in April 2009 has identified a range of minerals that include hematite, silica, gypsum, and ferric sulfates. U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, scientists believe that these substances appeared when liquid from melting snow seeped through the surface and carried the minerals down several layers below Mars' crust.
This soil could provide clues to other areas of Mars that may also contain water. Moreover, scientists had once thought that water formed billions of years ago on the Red Planet. This discovery, however, is a sign that the liquid may have formed in the past several hundred thousand years.
What exciting findings, National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientists! We can't wait to hear more about the origins and evolution of life on our planetary neighbors.
During an April 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai reminded that a growing understanding of Mars' evolution may serve as tools to further humanity's caring stewardship of our own endangered Earth and the life she sustains.
In modern day exploration of the planet on the surface, NASA scientists have also found signs of previous climate change, as well as possible life that existed in the past on Mars. It is true that Mars used to be inhabited by beings like us. But as they raised more and more animals for meat, the methane gas from the livestock warmed the atmosphere, and the temperature triggered more gas to be released from under the ocean, from the permafrost and glaciers. So the entire planet became poisoned by gas, different gases. And within a few months only, almost all the population perished. Those who were living virtuous lives and following the vegetarian diet, they were the survivors. If you look at the past history of our planet, there were also times of warming and a lot of changes and mass extinction as well. Humans need a change of heart, because a change of human's heart will determine whether we can save the planet or not. Instead of meat diet, we turn to be vegan. Because if we take a life, we own a life. It is a very precise universal law. We should thus do our best to live in love and kindness in order to beget such mercy and compassion from heaven.
Save our planet. Thorium could offer safe nuclear energy. A number of scientists have been working with the substance thorium, which is more widely available than uranium, and believe that it may provide a clean, abundant source of nuclear energy. 1 ton of thorium is estimated to be able to provide as much energy as 200 tons of uranium, or 3.5 million tons of coal.
The amount of thorium that it would take to provide all the power to run your entire life is about the size of a marble that big.
Also, unlike uranium, creating nuclear weapons from thorium is said to be nearly impossible. Research has been ongoing in terms of developing thorium-fueled technology, particularly in Russia. Chief nuclear technologist of US-based Teledyne Brown Engineering, Kirk Sorensen, explained the benefits of creating nuclear power based on thorium, stating,
"Conflicts that we see today based around energy could go away. These energy sources don't emit carbon dioxide or greenhouse gases and don't produce dangerous waste, could enable us to have cleaner water, cleaner air, and less intrusion on our environment from energy production."
Our thrilled appreciation, Dr. Sorensen, and other scientists, as well as countries such as Russia, for your advancements with thorium as an alternative nuclear material.
Wishing you continued success in its development as a clean and safe energy source that could bring abundant benefit to many lives.
Save our planet. Several miles from the source of the April 2010 Mexican Gulf oil spill, U.S. scientists find a deep-sea coral that is either dead or dying, along with other unhealthy marine life, indicating a link to the Gulf eco-disaster.
Save our planet. Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston of Australia calls on his country to prepare for the worsening repercussions of climate change, saying that extra help will be needed in areas like already vulnerable Pacific Island states, which have little capacity to adapt.
Save Our Planet. Among those awarded the UN-sponsored Equator Prize 2010 is the Simane Mase Tena indigenous group of the Bolivian Amazon for their efforts to preserve their culture and tradition, as well as the integrity of the natural environment.
In ecology news, European nations will form 6 marine protected zones. 15 countries will collaborate with the European Union to safeguard 185,000 square kilometers, or 71,400 square miles, in the Northeast Atlantic region. Human activity will be limited in the designated locations, which are considered to be vulnerable. Our earnest thankfulness, European Union and participating countries, for this significant step. May all nations take vital measures to reserve our invaluable seas and the abundance of life they support.
In sustainable energy news, an eco program in Ipswich, Australia helps residents reduce expenses. The Climate Smart Home Service has assisted over 7,000 homes in decreasing their power bills, a combined total of $2.3 million a year. As part of this plan, initiated by the Queensland Government in 2009, a licensed electrician performs an energy assessment on the customer's house. A wireless power monitor is also installed, which shows at any given time how much energy is being used and its cost. Power and water saving devices and eco light bulbs are included as well. Kudos, Queensland Government, for your wonderful efforts in making greener living easier. May all governments demonstrate wise, eco-conscious leadership, beginning with advocating for the low-emissions vegan diet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Loving Care Station in Formosa or Taiwan facilitates the adoption of more than 100 lovely canine and felines every month. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. More laudable news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for an elegant world. In animal welfare news, Taichung City, Formosa, Taiwan, is working to provide loving homes for feline and canine friends. The Loving Care Station is a special project initiated by the Taichung City Animal Protection and Health Inspection Center. It seeks to make the adoption of dog and cat companions more accessible through the participation of 14 animal companion shops.
他在实行这一段时间来，我们获得很多客人的鼓励跟支持，我自己都觉得好感动这样子。Mr.
Yu Jianzhong, director of the Taichung City Animal Protection and Health Inspection Center, also plans to share this idea so other municipal governments can increase the rates of animal adoption.
所以我是觉得这个业务是相当好的，可以一方面可以推广认领养的工作，一方面可以加深我们民众对于这个。 狗狗的尊重动物的生命，我想我要呼吁我们全世界的观众朋友啊，您既然养狗狗的话，你们就要爱它，就像我们小孩子一样，我们要这样去爱它。After
completing medical screening and receiving vaccinations, the animal friends stay in one of the shops awaiting their new families. All of the dogs and cats in the program have been adopted, with more than 100 finding homes every month. Mr. John Liao, manager of the Wonder Pet Hotel, feeds dogs in his care a veg diet.
在我们这边，我们的狗狗吃两年多的素食了。我们平日每天大概养20几只狗，平均每一只狗都很爱吃。舒适，环保，来救地球。吃素，环保，来救地球。Our
heartfelt gratitude, Taichung City Animal Protection and Health Inspection Center and involved animal companion shops. For your commitment to the well-being of humans' precious co-inhabitants. May all our canine and feline friends be blessed with joyful lives and loving homes.
你真的好可爱哟，好乖好乖的狗狗呢。
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Change.
The police officer said to an army soldier, Soldier, do you have change for $5? The soldier said, Sure, buddy, I have. The officer said, That's no way to address an officer. Try it again. Then he asked again, Soldier, do you have change for $5? No, sir.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master TV, thank you so much for your effort to provide such uplifting programs. I also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her love and affection so we can live in positive ways and realize our true self. May all people be enlightened soon and our planet be filled with love and heaven's blessing. Zan.
Elevated Zan, your supportive words are much appreciated. We are also profoundly grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's divine presence on our planet. May your beautiful wishes very soon become reality on Earth. Godspeed and with all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your path be illuminated by heavenly bliss and noble love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following volcanic eruptions that caused cancellation of dozens of international flights, Indonesian officials at Jakarta's Soekarno-Hatta Airport announced that normal air service has resumed.
President of King Abdulaziz City for Science and Technology, Dr. Mohammed bin Ibrahim Al-Suwaiyah of Saudi Arabia, and Director General of Space Agency of Ukraine, Yuri Alzavev, signed an agreement to cooperate in space endeavors and promote both countries' social, economic, and cultural progress.
France offers safe haven for 150 Iraqi Christians, saying that 1,300 such asylum seekers have been accepted thus far in gestures of the country's commitment to the protection of religious freedom and human rights.
Organized by the Aleksees or Vietnamese Embassy in Laos, along with other organizations, A Poetry Night in Vientiane celebrates the solidarity of writers from both nations with the hope of encouraging more cultural exchange in the future.
Britain's Queen, Her Majesty Elizabeth II, launches a British Monarchy page on Facebook where viewers from around the world can see royal images, videos, and news, as well as view an official diary and send messages.
To protect the constitutional rights of Russian citizens, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev vetoes a proposed parliamentary bill that would restrict street rallies.
With measures that include a ban on the sale of tobacco within a 5-kilometer radius of two pilgrimage sites in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Health strives to offer smoke-free health and clear-minded focus for the Hajj faithful.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's, or NASA, Epoxy Mission spacecraft successfully photographs the comet Hartley 2 as it flew past the celestial body, providing the most extensive observation of a comet in history.
British government communications expert Jean Cross states that reading to children from a very young age, too long after they can read by themselves, greatly improves their vocabulary as well as spelling ability.
In an online auction, a rare baseball card bequeathed to Roman Catholic nuns from the School Sisters of Notre Dame in Maryland, USA, sells for $262,000, with the proceeds going to assist their ministries for the disadvantaged in 35 countries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.